You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On a cloudy Wednesday, we welcome you to the gym class here at KGYM. Thank you for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today, all across Eastern Iowa. Scott Unash with you from our studios. Mark Dukes again off today. Buttons with me here in the studio and doing double duty. No severe weather for him to track today. There is some rain activity off basically to the west of the Cedar Rapids area, but none of that is of the severe variety. And at least a few sprinkles going through the metro area here. Love to have you help us out on the program today. You can do so via the text line at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. Again, that number, 319-366-1600. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk with Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Plenty to discuss. Baseball and softball back as far as high schools are concerned. And 99.8%. We'll say that. 99.8%. More on that in a moment. What's the latest as far as possibly minor league baseball, hopefully, being played? We'll talk with Jeff about that. He talked with Cal Eldred as well, our friend Cal Eldred, the pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals in the last 24 hours. In fact, program note, we are going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up on Monday. He's going to join us right here on this very program on Monday afternoon about 3:20. Mark should be with us then, and Mark and I will talk with him and find out what the latest is. We should know more by that particular moment as far as the negotiations between Major League Baseball and the Players Association are concerned. And we have heard, as far as the first round of negotiations, if you will, a sliding scale of pay this year, but then getting the pay back for the major leaguers in subsequent years. So that is out on the table right now, and that will be talked about, I'm sure, for the next couple days or so, if not beyond that couple days. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. No severe weather today.
No severe weather today.
Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Just a little bit of rain out there.
Yeah.
Depending where you're at.
Yeah. It's more, like we said, if you're to the east, to the west of Cedar Rapids, Benton County is getting wet.
Yeah. Benton County is getting wet. So hopefully I shut the windows.
You're hoping.
Hoping.
You're hoping that is the case out there. Thank you for tuning in, by the way, today, 1600 AM, the historic AM signal here in Eastern Iowa, as well as 102.3 FM. We also have, of course, the Jim OT, 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM for you. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and that will come your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We have one more classic NFL playoff game for you. That comes up tomorrow evening, and that will be at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Classic playoff football from Westwood One. We've been enjoying that for about the last 5 weeks or so. I know Monday night was the replay of Super Bowl One, which was very, very interesting between the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And looking forward to one more game, and then we'll see what happens. We know we have racing coming up on Saturday night, June the 6th. We do know that. That is going to happen. I think 7:30 as the IndyCars will be racing from the Texas Motor Speedway. So we'll see how that plays out. By the way, speaking of racing, it was Chase Elliott getting a little revenge last night, knocking off Kyle Busch in the truck race at Charlotte last night. Kyle Busch had a $100,000 bounty put on him because he hadn't lost a truck race that he had entered in almost 700 days. Almost two full years, and Chase Elliott beat him last night, but it took a NASCAR regular to beat him. It wasn't one of the truck regulars last night.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yes, shoot.
Because, you know, I'm not a big NASCAR fan.
Okay.
Why do people dislike Kyle Busch so much? There's a lot of feedback against him.
Yeah. Well, he's got a little bit of an attitude.
Yeah.
He tends to say what's on his mind. He has wrecked people in the past, whether that be on purpose or by accident.
Like, was it this past weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that, I do think that one was an accident. I do think that one was an accident. But there have been several that were not accidents.
Yep. Okay. Well, that makes sense now.
Now, do you understand where we're headed here? Every sport needs to have a black hat.
It's true.
And Kyle Busch is the black hat of the NASCAR scene right now. So, there you go.
Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
319-366-1600. By the way, before we leave talking about Todd and Alex, a reminder that each Monday, Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design, they bring you the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. For 40 years and counting, Randy's Flooring has been serving Eastern Iowa with locations in Cedar Rapids and Coralville. 319-366-1600. Let's get to a little bit of the news of the day. We're going to talk more about this with Jeff Johnson of the Gazette coming up in a little bit. This just tweeted out by both Jeff Johnson and Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and that is, we now know that the Mississippi Valley Conference is going to be playing baseball and softball. All of their league members have now informed the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the Girls High School Athletic Union, the rest of the conference schools, that they will be playing. In fact, a release from Washington Athletic Director Grant Schultz just moments ago, not only will the baseball and softball, there will be baseball. For baseball, it'll be varsity and sophomore action. It looks like girls will be playing just the varsity games. Now, Crandick is going to play. The Crandick League, which is the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City League, are going to be playing freshman and JV baseball and sophomore and JV softball. So schedules are available now on the conference website if you would like to go take a look at that. And how many, it's going to be what? You told me a little bit earlier how many games one conference was going to play, but that's going to be pretty much the way everybody's going to be.
Yeah, the Upper Iowa Conference for softball is playing 16 for their varsity schedule, and then 15 for their varsity baseball.
Okay.
So, pretty decent season still.
And I would imagine that it's going to be pretty much that way as far as the rest of the schools are concerned. Well, as I say that, Cedar Rapids Kennedy has just put out on their Twitter account. Let's see. They will be playing, looks like 11 games. I don't know if these are single games or if they are double headers. If they're double headers, they will be 22 games. So it looks like you don't play everyone. For the MVC, you're not going to be playing everyone in your league. In your league. As far as baseball is concerned, Kennedy also putting out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11. So some of those I think are going to be, could be a doubleheader, but we shall see. So everybody's going to get a few games in, and as many as they can get in this very odd season. It's going to be different in the summer of 2020 with a lot of eyes on the state of Iowa.
Yeah, but it's fantastic news for the seniors too.
It is.
Because they get their last games.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know it hurts the spring sport athletes, too. And like we said about a week ago, they were trying to have a grassroots campaign to maybe get some spring sports up and running. But that's, the logistics are just too tough, and they're just not going to be available to do that. So you feel bad for those folks.
Yeah, yeah, you really do.
You really, really do. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in as I blindly shut down my Twitter and everything else I have here, because why not? Why did I do that? But it's back up and running. All right. Very good. Very good. Again, that number, 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson, the Gazette, coming up in just a little bit. Wanted to talk about this. The XFL. The last time we saw the XFL buttons, it started with a bang again.
I loved it.
I didn't think it was bad.
When it first came out, I really enjoyed it. It was entertaining.
And then the ratings went down a little bit for the second week. Yep. You knew they were going to. Went down a little bit more as far as the third week is concerned.
Yep.
Then the league shut down because of the coronavirus and the fight against COVID-19. There is talk that the XFL, much like the Phoenix, is going to rise again. Lazarus didn't rise this many times as the XFL is. The XFL sounds like it is going to try to find a buyer and make a comeback again in 2021. February 2021, right after the Super Bowl, is what they're talking about, similar to what they did this year. And there's a lot of speculation out there on who is going to actually,
buy the
XFL. A lot of speculation that the NFL should buy the XFL for many, many reasons. And you can imagine why those reasons are out there. And I agree with it. I think it would be a fabulous investment. The NFL's got money to burn. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can light cigars with $100 bills. The NFL can. Let's face it. So why not take some of that ready cash? And after they don't, you can also let baseball borrow some of it because they, God knows they need money.
Yeah, they do.
And why not take some of that money that the NFL has, put it toward the XFL? You can do so many things. And I think the most important thing that could be done is the training of officials.
Mm-hmm.
And have them start off in the XFL, even if you are a college official with your eyes and goals set as far as being in the NFL, wouldn't the XFL be a great place to hone your craft a little bit and have the NFL folks look at you down there and see how good you can do?
It could. It really could. You could almost treat it as a minor league.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I think that would be the best thing that the NFL could do. Also, not only works for the officials, but it's also could work as far as players are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make it, not a complete minor league, if you will, but if you have two or three teams that are, okay, say our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks. Let's just take them for an example. We love our Battlehawks here at KGYM. You know, you could have the Chiefs, the Bears, the Colts, perhaps the Vikings, whatever the case may be. They could feed that team some of their personnel. Maybe we could have an expanded draft, maybe a secondary draft out there, or just sign free agents, put them out there, and have them run with the XFL. I think it's a fantastic idea.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I think it would be a great thing.
Yeah, it gets them into that atmosphere and really prepares them for the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coaches, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a young and upcoming coach there, or if you have someone that you believe could be a head coach down the line, give them the opportunity to be a coordinator, offensive or defensive. Give them a chance to be a head coach at the XFL level.
Yeah.
And give football to the masses. 12 months out of the year.
12 months. It sounds fantastic to me. As a giant football fan, I would love that.
I think that there is no better idea that the NFL could muster than to buy the XFL.
I think it's a great business opportunity for the NFL.
What do you think? 319-366-1600 on the text line. Should the NFL buy the XFL? Do you want to buy the XFL? What would you do with the XFL buttons? What would you do with it? If you had enough ready cash to buy the XFL, how are you changing it? Are you keeping the wrestling part in there? Are you going to make it more footballish?
I wouldn't make it more footballish. What I really enjoy about the XFL is the entertainment value that it brings and the difference between the XFL and the NFL.
Okay.
So really the entertainment value and what you see on the field, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So I would keep it separate from the NFL, maybe change it so it's strays away from the NFL.
Okay. Maybe a little bit more less pomp and circumstance and more silliness.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree.
319-366-1600. That is on the text line. Yes, 1307. Still can't wait to get back to Riverside in the Elite Sportsbook. Yes. And tell you what, you can bet on those XFL games starting in February next year if you want to bring it back, or if the NFL buys it, brings it back, whatever the case may be. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out right there. But the XFL sounds like they are not done. They are not done. They are going to rise and rise once again. 319. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette coming up here in just a little bit. And love to hear your opinions out there at 319-366-1600. And that includes about the world of Major League Baseball. We mentioned it a little bit earlier on that I guess you can call them negotiations. They are underway between the Players Association and the owners. And with that in mind, let's bring in Tom from Tipton out in Cedar County today. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, I'm just a little curious what you guys' takes about the governor allowing high school baseball to start up.
You know what? If we can make it work and if we can do it in a safe way, I am 100% for it.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. If it's safe enough for the players and for the spectators.
It sounds like they are going to have the bleachers not be open. Sounds like they are encouraging people to, A, spread out. That's, you know, no nonsense at this time after we've gone 11 weeks with this, but there will not be an admission. You won't have to touch anyone there, exchange money, or whatever the case may be. There will be a free will donation at a lot of the ballparks, the way it sounds. You're going to be – there's plenty of room around the outfield walls. There's plenty of room down the line. Just please be careful that you don't get plunked by a foul ball. But, you know, it's going to be a very, very truncated season and a very short season, and after what happened in the spring, I think the kids deserve it. Everybody deserves it. And the eyes of the country are going to be on Iowa, no doubt. All right. Tom says okay.
Perfect.
319-366-1600. As we talked about that, sounds like the Mississippi Valley Conference dates, Jeff Linder putting this out. And those will be June 16th, 18th, 23rd, 25th, and 29th, July 1, 3, 6, 8, and 10. Baseball will start on the 18th, so softball will get one extra day the way it looks. So in the MVC, at least, they will be playing more softball games than baseball games this year. By the way, Appalachian State announcing that they are going to eliminate three sports, and it's not only now... It is not only sports that are being eliminated. Akron has eliminated six departments from their academic school at Akron University.
Wow.
Or University of Akron. Akron University. Whatever it is. Akron Zips in the Mid-American
Akron
Conference.
Zips.
So it's not only sports, everybody. It's also you've got academics involved with things when you're losing out on money there. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette coming up here in just a moment. 319-366-1600 as text line going again today. If I can find, there we go. 72.95, the only reason that matters for the NFL to buy the XFL money. The NFL should use it as a test ground for new rules and add new cities. Adds team in Mexico City and a team in London. Test run expansion cities. Absolutely. I am, if they can make money on it, and the NFL will find a way to make money on it, that's right down their alley, and they will do a good job of doing that. And if you can put new rules out there to make football better, to make football safer, then I am all for it out there. 78-15. Scott, for a second there, I thought you were going the route of relegation, send down the Detroit Lions and bring up the St. Louis Battlehawks. Was it Caw? Caw? That was their battle cry.
Caw.
Right? Caw. Caw. Yeah. 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 Okay.
Caw.
Yeah. we talked about this yesterday a little bit as far as golf is concerned. What do you think about Phil Mickelson believing that the match play contest should be held annually? And if it was, who would be the four players that would play for charity next year? Well, there's all kinds of speculation out there, and the one name that keeps popping up is Michael Jordan, more than any other name.
Makes sense for how where he's at right now in the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing's not – it'll be played next year.
Yeah.
Trust us. It's going to be played.
It will. Yeah.
The television numbers were too good, and the money was too good that they raised. It will be played. Now, how it's going to be played is going to be the question. Who the celebrities will be? Will it be athletes? Will it be actors? Quite frankly, I think maybe I would get in there, and somebody put this out there, I believe on CBS Sports, Steph Curry on one side and Tony Romo on the other side, because they are both almost scratch golfers.
That would be an interesting match.
Yes, it would. Put them maybe not quite at the tips with the pros, but put them at, you know, give them a 7,000-yard golf course and see what they can do.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Not watching Tom Brady hitting shanks all the time until he hits one in the hole.
We need some good golfers on the course.
We need some good golfers.
We need some good golfers.
We need some good players out there. 325-319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is the phone line as well. Well, we're going to take a break. Come back. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette is going to join us. Plenty to talk about with JJ, and we'll do that when we return after this. You're listening to the Wednesday midweek edition of the Gym Class. It comes your way right here on KGYM.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. As a member-owned cooperative, you share in DePaco's success, not an elite group of stockholders. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for participating in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking. It's engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while providing superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. In other words, you spend much less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander will help you create the deck of your dreams. Contact them today to start the design process. Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, both in Iowa City.
Linder Tire's seen a lot in 88 years. Tornadoes, floods, and tough economic times. But through it all, they've been ready to help you. And today is no different. Linder Tire is open and ready to help with your car, truck, or van, whether you need emergency service or regular maintenance. You can drop in for service, but appointments are recommended and easy to make at LinderTire.com. You can also find their updated hours and other info on their Facebook page. Linder Tire, in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Ready to help, just like they've been for 88 years.
During these challenging times, we join the entire industry in our concern for the health and well-being of people everywhere. And our commitment is stronger than ever. To those affected by the pandemic, our hearts are with you. To our nation's healthcare workers, we are deeply grateful. To our customers, we are eager to help you put food and essentials on families' tables. With care and perseverance, the women and men of Red Star and BioSpringer by LaSoft.
The primary election is June 2nd, and your vote matters. County auditors are meeting today's challenging environment by offering you two in-person voting options. Curbside voting is available at your polling place if you need increased social distancing. Plan a bit of extra time if you vote in person, since we will be following state guidelines to mitigate exposure risks. Need more info about Election Day? Visit voteready.iowa.gov. This message brought to you by the Iowa Secretary of State, the Iowa Broadcasters Association, and your local station.
We are back at 329, coming up on 329 on the Gym Class for this Wednesday on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well. Same number, same digits at 319-366-1600. We did have a call during the break about the return of AAU basketball. Have not heard that is happening as of yet. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not because of COVID-19. Little League Baseball is coming back, though, in Central Iowa, though, Buttons.
That's exciting.
For them.
Yeah.
There'll be no World Series for them this year. And Central Iowa, the all-star team from Central Iowa, has usually done well as of late.
Yeah, so what are they going to work towards? That's the question.
True.
Yeah.
They're just playing for the love of the game. You know, you remember when we used to play for the love of the game. You're probably too young for that.
I am.
Our next guest remembers when we used to play for the love of the game. We used to go out. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us. Give him a follow on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. And Jeff was a part of the youth back in the day when we just went out for an afternoon, usually about three or four times a week, and we just played with baseball with half the field and four of us, right, Jeff?
That's right. That's 100% right. And then you'd come home about 6 o'clock for supper and maybe even go right back out and do it again for a couple hours before the sun set. So,
depending if you had a really good game.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you learned how to, that made you pull the ball, right? Because you didn't have enough guys. So you opposite field, you know, can't hit it opposite field. So.
Or you had that day you did hit it opposite field.
Yes. Yes, that's a good point, too. Opposite field only.
Yes, yeah. And that helped your batting, you know? It's not all about, you know, getting together for 10 hours and practicing and things like that, so.
or the load on your swing or hitting it, you know, 500 feet or what your launch angle is or all that kind of stuff, so.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Plenty of things to go over with Jeff here as far as this Wednesday is concerned. And I guess first and foremost, schedules are starting to come out now. The Mississippi Valley Conference has released their schedule at baseball and softball looks like. They're going to get, it sounds like, around 20 games in anyway. And, of course, that's before the weather intervenes, which it usually does in the summertime. But we are going to have baseball and softball.
Yeah, I would have bet a lot of money against that ever happening, but, you know, I don't know if maybe the governor's announcement last week about this time to, you know, that just she kind of just said, hey, it's okay to start playing, you know, practicing and playing, and I don't know if that maybe forced the hand of the association, the union or not, but regardless. They're going to play in about, what, a little less than a month's full worth of games. And, you know, you just hope everything comes out all right and everybody stays healthy. That's the most important thing.
Did you take the time to read? It was about a 7 or 8 page, handout download from the union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association about the do's and the don'ts. And, you know, I give them full credit because they've done their due diligence. It's going to be up to the schools and the coaches, and I have enough trust in the coaches, knowing a lot of them, that I really think they are going to buckle down on everything.
As much as they can, but, you know, if you look at some of the guidelines, you know, taking your temperature daily is up to you.
Yep.
As a kid, and, you know, as a coach. So, you know, what's to say, you know, a kid maybe takes his temperature and it's 100.4. What are you going to do? You know, you got a big game. You got a game to go to state, for instance, or something like that. So, I mean, is that kid just going to ignore the guidelines and say, yeah, coach, I'm fine, no temperature? So, you know, there's a lot of things there that maybe concern me a little bit. But, you know, again, bottom line is we just all hope that we can get through this year for a month and, you know, everybody stays good, everybody stays healthy.
The interesting thing as well is it sounds like bleachers will not be open, concession stands are not going to be open. So you don't have to worry about congregation right there anyway. And baseball and softball are going to be okay because there's enough room to spread out, especially as far as baseball is concerned. I mean, you can go anywhere and, you know, you can be kind of by yourself a little bit. It's just going to be interesting to see, I guess, the groundwork that's going to be laid in baseball and softball for what's going to happen when we get to the fall sports.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways, I think if you talk to a lot of people, they kind of feel like maybe this is the test, so to speak. Not trying to pardon the pun, too, because there wasn't an intentional one there. But this is the test to see if high school sports can be played and safely. And, you know, maybe you look at this and you say, all right, so what worked here? What maybe needs to be tweaked, et cetera, as you go into the fall season. And quite honestly, I mean, fall sports, that's a totally different thing because you're talking about being inside for like volleyball, for instance. You know, football, there's close contact. All these kids are essentially breathing on each other, especially at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, maybe this is a little bit of a testing ground to see how things work, and you know, maybe things will be tweaked in the fall if we have sports. Who knows if the kids are even going to go back to class, I guess, at this point. So a lot of unknowns.
Right, and, you know, just looking ahead maybe to football a little bit, I could possibly see a scenario where, and there have been football players that have done this, I don't think at the high school level very much, but certainly at the college and certainly at the professional level, to have the Darth Vader type black shield underneath to kind of protect for somebody who's been poked in the eye or whatever the case may be. Maybe we see that as far mandatory as far as football helmets coming up this fall.
Yeah, the full face shield, that's a great point. Another thing would be, you know, some, especially in cold weather, you know, some guys wear those, what, masks?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if you could do that in late August or early September and be 100% comfortable, but, you know, it's about safety first, I guess. So that is a good point about face shields, and, you know, maybe that'll be something that'll be mandatory as we move forward here and I guess hopefully have a football season.
I hope so anyway. And it's going to be, the last thing you and I both covered was the final day of the Boys State Basketball Tournament, and that was... And like you said, and we've talked about, that was we'll never forget that day. That was a very odd day to just be there as far as Wells Fargo is concerned. I got to think the first day covering a baseball game is going to be odd for you or KJ, and certainly for Jeff Linder covering a softball game.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I'm not, you know, that we don't have any concern about it. So, you know, you just try and be, I guess, as safe as you possibly can. Where we're working, anytime we're out in the field, we had a meeting yesterday amongst our staff. Whenever we're out in the field, we are required to wear a face mask, for instance. So that'll be something. You see us out and about this summer, we'll be all wearing face masks. So, you know, we'll be socially distant. It's not very hard for me to stay away from people because nobody likes me. So
that's not true.
So we'll be able to be, a, you know, 6 feet away or more from most everybody. So, yeah, I mean, it's about being smart for everybody. And hopefully, you know, all the fans, all the parents that come out to the games, they'll follow suit with all this, all the precaution that needs to take place here.
Right, and it'll make your job a little bit tougher because obviously talking with, and I'm trying to figure this out for the fall for us in radio as well, to be on the sidelines or to talk to the winning team afterwards or talk to the winning coach afterwards. We're going to have to get a 6-foot mic extension, you know, like Fox does. I mean, these are things we got to think of now in 2020, I guess.
Yeah, and we've talked about that too, and the goal is to do as much communicating post game over the phone as possible. To be quite honest with you, so you know, we've got phone numbers for all the coaches and the players. So, you know, the goal is, I guess, is game's over. You give the coach a call, and, you know, when you're back in your car or something like that, and you know, get a quote that way instead of, you know, approaching that person and, you know, again, trying to stay within 6 feet of farther away from everyone. So we'll see how everything goes here.
Yeah. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us, 3:39, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. You talked with Cal Eldred, I believe, yesterday. We're going to talk with him on Monday. He seems to be optimistic that their Major League Baseball is going to be played in 2020, doesn't he?
Yeah, and this was before all the news came out about the first proposal from MLB yesterday to the players, which didn't exactly go over real well. No, so you had to expect that it wouldn't, quite honestly, the initial proposal. So, yeah, I mean, he was pretty full. He was pretty full force with saying that they're going to have a season, and, you know, had some interesting things to say. You know, he kind of said that, I mean, it's a pipe dream to think that when everybody gets back together and the season starts, that no one will test positive for COVID. So it's all about how you handle it and the procedures in place when somebody does, because, you know, as you mentioned, you get that many people together that are going to be together basically every day. The odds of someone not testing positive, you know, for COVID are pretty low. So, but he also said, you know, he thinks that, you know, it's important for baseball to get back and maybe help the country and the country's mind frame, you know, so to speak, right now, and be kind of a bastion of positivity in what is, you know, obviously a very, very negative time right now. So let's just say Cal's ready to get back to work. He's got all five of his kids home.
Yeah, I would right be now. Too. Not his kids. My, well, if I had five of them running around.
Four of them, as you pointed out, are adults, you know, college age, and more. So, he mentioned how the food bill is kind of skyrocketed right now. So he's probably a little, as much as I know he loves being with his family, and he does 100%, yeah, maybe he's ready to get away a little bit.
True, true. Well, it's a situation, and no one knows how it's going to play out. You know, hockey's talking about a hub city. Baseball's mm-hmm. talked about that, and, you know, it could be a situation where you are isolated. You don't see your family for whatever X number of weeks if the season is played. And there's just a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot at this point for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what was the safety protocol? I think the original one that MLB came out with was 67 pages worth of stuff. So – and it sounds like the players weren't all about every procedure that MLB put in place. So I think before you worry about that, obviously you got to worry about the financials. That always seems to be the biggest sticking point with MLB and the Players Association. And you know, you get that taken care of, then you can go to how exactly maybe this is all going to look. And you know, maybe it's a great poll. Which sport is going to come back first? Will it be hockey, NBA, or MLB? I don't know.
I think it's going to be hockey.
Do you?
I think it's going to be hockey.
It could be. They, you know, they still got a lot of things they got to figure out, but at least there seems to be a little bit of better harmony, anyway, between the Players Association there and the actual league. So, I know that auto racing's back and golf is on the way shortly, right, Scotty?
That's right, and they are major sports, I would like to add.
Yeah.
Golf is a couple weeks away, and yeah, NASCAR has already raced a handful of races, and IndyCar will be starting a week from Saturday. So, yeah, they are going to be back, and obviously a little bit different situation as far as those sports are concerned. Not that it's any easier or any tougher, but... yeah, we'll see. And I think hockey's plan is good. Because you and I both love hockey. Go Blues. And number two, is the fact they're going to jump right into the playoffs. I mean, I just don't see how the NBA can do anything but that as well. I mean, to come back and play 10 regular season games or whatever the case is just fruitless, in my opinion.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. And, you know, I suppose you could sit here and say, well, maybe we could play at least a couple just to get everybody as tuned up as possible for the playoffs. Because, if you go straight in the playoffs, that makes everything, that much more of a crapshoot, I guess. But, it is what it is at this point. And, it'll be interesting. I think, 10 cities I think the NHL had that are still possibilities for hubs,
yep,
as they call it. And, it'll be interesting to see. Ultimately, if it gets down to it, and you hope that it does, that they'll have to make some sort of decision on where this whole thing's going to take place. And there's a lot of dollars at stake, Scott, as you know, and that overrides a lot of things here. There's a lot of TV money at stake here for these leagues, especially Major League Baseball, which is not going to have any home fans, to count on or home, that kind of a gate. So a lot of pressure here on these leagues to try and do something, with it all being mindful that, of course, that first and foremost comes safety for everyone.
Absolutely. 3:45, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us. A few more minutes here on the Gym Class and KGYM. Poor Colonels and the rest of minor league baseball. It is every day that passes, it just looks bleaker and bleaker, I think, for a season anyway. And I know that Scott Wilson put out today that at least gave some information to the fans of the Colonels through Twitter anyway, that step in the right direction for many venues, but the season is still being driven by Major League Baseball. We all know that. Do your best to support the Colonels in any way you can. But, I don't know. What is the percentage for a minor league baseball season right now?
One. I've said that pretty much from the start. I think it's 1%, and it might even be a little less.
I was going to say, I think it might even be a little less.
For one thing, you got to consider that this is so much on the back burner for Major League Baseball right now. They got their own, they got their own season to worry about, and so they're not going to do anything with the minor leagues or even probably think about them until the thing with the major league season is figured out. And then, there's no way that you're going to send 25 guys to all these different cities in this, in this climate. It'd be insane to do so, quite honestly, even if all these places are opening back up. So, and then you throw in the whole contraction thing and, not having a full season or not having any season at all. I mean, there's a lot of minor league baseball teams, including the one here in town, that are going to need some assistance to even survive, without having any income come in whatsoever, for a full season.
What about the USHL? I know that the Rough Riders in the United States Hockey League have been talking about what their season is going to look like, because that's going to be here before you know it, and then it's going to be their turn to deal with things.
Yeah, and I think that's still kind of up in the air. From what I understand, the ice unit is scheduled to open. They can open that in the next couple of weeks. Not 100% sure on that. So that's obviously the first step. They've got tryout camps that they have to try and but how are you going to do that? are you going to put, essentially 100 kids together and, for a tryout camp, that's highly unlikely. So what are you going to have to do? 10 tryout camps? There's a lot of things still up in the air there. And again, when you come to the Rough Riders and the rest of the USHL, they had a fairly substantial portion of their season, canceled as well. So that puts an economic burden certainly on them. And, so many different scenarios going around here. And You know, which, so it's a great thing that you just said. Hey, support your local sports teams as much as you can, even if it means, you know, going out maybe buying a T-shirt or something like that every bit, or do the Colonel's Friday supper thing, carry out thing. So try and support your local clubs as much as you can, because they're hurting like so many other people are right now.
Very true. Very true. Well, at least we got a little glimmer of hope with hockey being announced that it's looking at coming back anyway yesterday. So I guess we got to be positive with our glimmers here, right?
Yeah, you know, that's 100% right. I honestly am a little surprised that we have some things going on in the sports world, and it just seems like more and more maybe are opening up here. So how it's all going to work, I don't know. Obviously, but it's good. We never knew how much we needed sports in our lives until they were all taken away at exactly the same time. Right, Scott?
Yeah. 11 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or is it 10?
Yeah, well,
11?
There you go.
I don't even know what it is anymore.
No. And, you know, we haven't even talked about college football. And you got to think that there's going to be a college football season, again, just because of the money. Now, how that's going to look, nobody knows. But you know, that's going to be here before you know it too, or decisions obviously are going to have to be made about how that's going to look too. So
true. American Rivers Conference is up and going to play, though, at least as of now. So
they hope. Yeah,
they hope.
That's the hope. That it was a statement of hope, and I think in this time that there's nothing wrong with that.
Go see the Cohawks. Go see the Rams.
Yeah, exactly. So,
although Cornell's in the Midwest Conference, they're not in the American Rivers Conference. But
Luther, Loris, you know, everybody knows all the schools.
They got it. They got it all down.
Yep.
They got it all down. All right, man. All right, take care, and we will talk soon, and can't wait to hopefully beat a safe climb for a sporting event.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
Jeff. Take care, my friend. Good to talk to you.
All right, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us. Read his stuff at thegazette.com and give him a follow on Twitter as well. 3:50, we'll take a break. Come back, more of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, it helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
Whether you're working remotely, taking web classes, binge-watching TV, or gaming, Dell is here to help you find the right tech. From XPS and Alienware computers that are redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors to the latest top-brand electronics, our seamless tech solutions will help keep you connected. Plus, get free shipping. Call us today at 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. Ooh, baby. It's gonna be okay. My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Introducing a new podcast, ESPN Daily, hosted by me, Mina Kimes. When you want to go beyond your feed, when you want to get inside the score, when you want to get behind the highlight, there's ESPN Daily. Go deeper into the stories of the moment. Get the exclusive access and insider perspective that only ESPN can give you. The best sports story all day, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. ESPN Daily. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's dive some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class, coming up on 354, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Traffic alerts. He is doing triple duty today. Buttons has a couple of traffic alerts, which are actually tied together, correct?
They are tied together. It looks like, it didn't pop up again. Oh, that's sad. Okay. Between exit 4 at Penn Street, the left lane is blocked due to a crash, and then right after it in the right lane, there's a car stalled. Looks like traffic is backed up pretty good, so you may want to find another route or alternative right now. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing right now.
That's on I-380 northbound.
Yeah.
By the way, by the Iowa River Bridge is the stalled car in the left lane, and then according to the Iowa DOT, there's also a truck with fire crews responding, blocking the right lane. Right after that, both northbound. So if you can find an alternate route.
Doesn't look like a great time on I-380 right now.
No, northbound anyway. And if you're on southbound, please don't be the gawker.
Nope. Don't do that.
It's just cars and slow traffic. That's all it is out there. So keep that in mind if you're making your way up I-380 right now from Iowa City to Cedar Rapids, as it will be a delay in your time coming home here tonight. 319-366-1600. And coming up tomorrow in the program, Scott Docterman covers the Iowa Hawkeyes for The Athletic, will be joining us. We will talk about the Hawkeyes coming back to Iowa City on June the 1st. What a lot of people are calling, not only for Iowa, but for just college teams around the country, the grand experiment to see how this is all going to play out. I think that you will see very spick and span facilities, though, for these folks, because I think you're going to have a lot of managers and whatnot with a cleaning towel and taking all the precautions.
Yeah, they're going to go above and beyond for those players and everybody in those facilities, most definitely.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. And so that'll be coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about recruiting and what the latest is as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. Scott Docterman will join us. And on Friday, we will have a discussion and a topic for you coming up at that time. Buttons and I are putting our heads together here in the next 24 hours to come up with a good, good topic.
And not forget that good topic.
We never forget when we have a good topic.
Never.
No, we never forget about that. Again, Todd and Alex coming up next, but also, again, if you want to check out schedules as far as baseball and softball are concerned in the MVC, they have those up at the website from the Mississippi Valley Conference, and it looks as though that there'll be everyone will play each other in divisional games. Might not play everybody in your other division. I believe it's going to be 14 games in the MVC. If you're wondering out there, there is one school that is not playing, that has elected not to, that we've heard so far in the state, and that is Belmont Clemmy, the Broncos. I believe it's Broncos.
Yeah, they're the Broncos.
Are they? Okay.
Yep.
They're up in North Central Iowa. They are not going to be playing baseball and softball. They have elected not to for this summer, and that is well within their prerogative.
I could see a few more also electing to.
We'll see. But sounds like the MVC is going to be intact for baseball and softball. Scott Docterman coming your way tomorrow. Buttons, thanks. Appreciate that. And we will have Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow again at 3.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
I don't really-